Welcome back to HeartShift Radio. This, of course, is Marcy Newman, your HeartShift coach, and I'm really excited to have you here with me today as we continue our discussions about the raising of our consciousness. In other words, how do we expand it, and what are the reasons why? I think this is a question that is perhaps asking for us to answer on a regular basis. And so, of course, the more that we start to create an awareness of where our consciousness is and the effects of it on ourselves, of course, our lives, our physical being, our relationships, and the world around us, we have the opportunity to really step into a very powerful existence, one where we are advocating for ourselves and for building the energy that has the potential to create all the things in our lives that we are here to experience. So today, along those same lines, we're going to be talking about food for thought and how it affects your consciousness. In our last episode, I spoke about the benefits of feeding your accounts, and I used accountability and heart shifting through that word that can sometimes actually create some density in our approach to it, to bring that message home. I believe that it's our responsibility to make certain that as an investment, it always comes back to you in the form of health and happiness and fulfillment. Your energy is the basis for all experiences that you have in this world. So everything from myself always comes back to regulating my energy diet and making certain that I get everything that I need in order to be able to be the fullest expression of who I am. And so today is no exception. I've actually been thinking a lot about all of the elements that are necessary for an individual to raise or expand their consciousness. And I've come to realize that it's like a daily diet. And it's based on that old pyramid system, remember that? Designed for its balanced nutritional value. And I know it's a kind of an abstract analogy, but I'm actually seeing it very clearly. So do you remember that original nutritional pyramid system? It had four food groups, right? Meat, dairy, grains, veggies, and fruit. And it was the foundation, the cornerstone for health. Well, of course, as science has progressed and society has evolved, that pyramid system has changed a bit since then, right? In terms of mostly percentages. So that has shifted. But the elements of the concept are the same. You need to make certain that you're getting enough of each food group so that your body grows, maintains, and sustains everything that it needs in order to maintain a healthy balance. So in the pyramid, the daily recommendations were based on the nutritional value of each item in comparison to your daily needs, and the recommendations were made accordingly. So here's my question to you. Knowing what you do about the importance of expanding your consciousness, because that's what we've been talking about, what types of nutritional needs do you have for that growth? Have you given this any thought? So let me use myself as an example here. I know that I have a great spiritually based needs diet, right? I need to make certain that I have a lot of spiritually based components in what I ingest on a daily basis. So, of course, I have a condensed version that are for days like where I need breakfast on the go. But for the most part, this is what I try to make sure that I ingest on a daily basis. I make certain that I am starting each and every day first feeding my spirit, creating more flexibility in my thinking, and connecting to my heart for sustenance. I know that my heart is my connection to source, and so it is my lifeline. So what I do is I usually start out by reading a few inspirational pages in a book, and then I like to sort of turn it inside out and upside down and look for the more abstract concepts that are in it. I try to stay very curious and feel very deeply nurtured when I can ignite that curiosity full on. Might sound a little strange, but I like to read things and take them beyond their face value. So then I try to make certain that I have time to close my eyes and meditate on the questions or the issues that have come up for me in my reading. And I find that even if it's only for 10 minutes, this is a supercharge that I need to propel me into the energy that then accompanies me throughout my whole day. So from my perspective, it sets my vibrational tone. And then after this, I have a quick little visualization that I do. As I see myself taking these messages, these questions, these answers, and I see myself as a being of light, and I'm doing what light does. I'm projecting it out and just watching it as it sort of reverberates throughout the cosmos. And I try to do that without placing any conditions upon it, really trusting in my heart that it knows exactly where to go and what to do. So I know also that I have this wonderful advantage of working in a spiritual field with my clients and my business and my associates. So I'm in constant motion, creating something spiritually based that is new and exciting, or leading others to do the same. So you might say that my spiritual diet is quite hearty, no pun intended. And each day, I choose from many food groups to make certain that I get what I need. So at this point, I'm quite pleased to tell you that my diet is very fulfilling. But it wasn't always like this for me. And just like you, it's been a journey of self-discovery and exploring what feels right, what really feeds me and sustains me, as opposed to a temporary shot of sugar that gives me only a quick burst of energy, but then leaves me wanting and yearning and sort of feeling spent because it was only a quick fix. I also, and still do, by the way, I'm constantly exploring new ways that I can expand my consciousness, because I know that it's the key to all of my happiness, my fulfillment, and my success. And so I need to constantly be raising my vibrational energy, just as you need to do. And that's the only way that we can draw in the new life, the new information, the new opportunities, the new relationships, and of course, be open to receiving these new ideas. We are meant to be able to take more in so that we can create more and create from a higher vibrational place. So one of the things that I've learned is that I have to stretch to reach for that first, because where I am now in the vibrational plane that I'm in now, I don't have the capacity to reach that. I don't have the capacity to fully engage with it, to fully receive it. It's not the other way around. It doesn't reach for me. I'm the one who has to reach for it. And there's part of it in this stretching out of my comfort zone that opens these portals into the new worlds and the new opportunities. And from my perspective, that's the marvel of this diet of light, because it illuminates my path, your path, and the paths of those around us who walk by our side as we are doing this. So here's my message to you in all of this. As we take a look at this nutritional pyramid, we notice that at the very top, in the smallest component of it, is that on a physical level, it calls for healthy fats. So I look at this as everything in my spiritual diet that keeps me well lubricated and flexible. So as an example, when you notice, for instance, or I notice myself that I'm getting rigid or I need to be right, or maybe I've had some intolerance about a situation, I do something about it. And I'm encouraging you to demand more of yourself by giving more of yourself. That is, from my perspective, a great lubricant. As you are giving more compassion, more gentleness, more tenderness, more understanding, you will become more fluid, more flexible. So now we come to the next part in the pyramid where it calls for proteins. Now, as you know, proteins are the part of your dietary intake that has to do with muscle growth, right? So let's look at that from a spiritual protein aspect. It's anything that makes you strong but resilient. So again, we want to incorporate those fats with the protein and make certain that the strength that we're building is not rigid but resilient. So these sometimes come in the form of challenges. Sometimes, in fact, it can be like an obstacle course, and I'm sure you've been there. I know that I have, and I can tell you that when I finally get through that obstacle course, even though I may feel spent, I'm in great form. But you can see this out too, and there's nothing more powerful than putting yourself in situations where you're stretching and growing. So never allow yourself to become complacent. The next part of this pyramid system is a call for grains. Your grains and the fiber are what keep you regular. They keep you in the flow. And they're choices like utilizing your free will that helps you to do things like letting go. So practice, let go, let go, let go. You know, we hold on to so many beliefs that are robbing us of truly experiencing life and experience happiness and freedom and even love unleashed. For example, let go of the need or the notion of exclusivity. And start embracing inclusivity instead. We are all one. And when we live from that heart space, we get to enjoy that truth. We feel the support that's all around us and the expansiveness of all that is. Now, the next part of the pyramid is the largest component. This is what we need the most of, and it's veggies and fruits. These are the sweet spiritual gifts of life. They sweeten the pot like foods of the gods. And these are found in opportunities to connect us with the earth. And by the way, I just want to ask you, when was the last time your feet, naked feet, actually touched the earth? If it's been a while, I highly recommend that you do whatever you can to make that happen sooner rather than later. So spend time with those, first off, who bring great sweetness to your life. Go outdoors, get away from your computers, allow yourself to just receive, to commune with nature itself. Allow yourself to feel freedom. Release your labels, your conditions, your expectations, and just allow yourself to enjoy it all, to enjoy life. This, as I said earlier, is your greatest need, as it creates the foundation for this great pyramid within you. And it is this pyramid that you are, and it holds everything that you need in order to stay balanced and sustained and connect to Source, that lifeline, connecting us to all that is. So my great wish for you is to offer you this invitation to remember, eat up and drink up and take it all in, and please let go. Eliminate anything in your life that stands between you and your connection to your lifeline. All that is, and all there is love. Until next time, I look forward to hearing your comments, reading your comments, and joining with you, making certain that we're all getting everything that we need, so that we grow in our consciousness, and it is a reflection of the journey of our hearts, where love has been unleashed within us. Have a wonderful day.